I'm washed. I realized this morning I'm probably a little bit too old to be in the mosh pit still.
Still too old? Was there a point when you weren't like
still in the mosh pit?
Well, the way I feel, I mean, you get the bruises. I have bumps on my head.
Do you used to go to the mosh pit?
If I could show you the... My camera just broke, but I got like a giant scratch over my neck. Anyway.
Did you used to mosh? Was this like a pastime for Pills? A Pills pastime going to like metalcore shows and moshing?
Yeah. Well, any core show.
What does that mean, core?
It's
like a suffix.
But it comes from hardcore punk.
Okay.
Which was trying to distinguish itself from mainstream punk in like the 80s.
Right.
But then there was like hardcore, post-hardcore, and metalcore is one of the strains of hardcore, where they introduce like metal elements to the punk. But basically, if it has core in it, it involves moshing and these like wild shows and stuff like that. But no, the way that it's diffused into the popular culture, I saw a picture of, is it Jonah Hill, the super bad guy?
Yes, that's one of them.
Yeah,
one of them. He was
wearing Crocs and sweatpants out on the street, looking like a total slob. Mm-hmm. But they were like, Jonah Hill is practicing comfy core. and then people start wearing pink, and it's like Barbiecore. So very far from its punk roots. But metalcore is not really like metal. It's an outgrowth of punk that introduced metal back into it. And I don't know the theory of what makes punk punk as opposed to metal. But
what's do you still listen to that music on your own time, like metalcore?
Yeah, not as much because I've chilled out a little bit.
What's it like? Like, what's an artist, a famous artist that, like, I mean, I probably wouldn't know, but...
The one I saw yesterday was August Burns Red.
Famous?
Moderately. There's probably 5,000 people at the show.
Okay, but like in the, that, like, if you're a fan, bands, you'd know them, right?
Pardon me?
If you're a fan of metalcore, you would know the band you saw last night?
Yeah. Well, the biggest metalcore bands that you might have heard of are probably, like, Killswitch Engage...
Yeah, that sounds familiar.
Or As I Lay Dying.
Okay, yeah, As I Lay Dying, Lamb of God.
Lamb of God.
Like, I remember when a band called Alexis on Fire came out, and they were, like, screamy, but very different, too. It was, I don't know, I never got into it, but I remember it because it was just so weird and different and intense.
Yeah, so they'd probably be classified as post-hardcore, which just means hardcore, but not as punk. But also emo music was kind of a post-hardcore, and screamo is part of emo, but not to be confused with metalcore, even though they both scream.
Is what you saw last night screamy?
Yeah, like 90%.
90% screaming.
They'll do a few melodics, but it's mostly screaming and percussion.
Yeah, it's something else. It's neo, it's post.
I love how genres, like the kind of naming conventions of genres, is like so similar to like philosophy and theory naming conventions, like post this. And...
We don't know what it is, so it's post.
Exactly. Post-Marxism, right?
I guess hardcore, I don't know like the 80s hardcore punk very well at all, but I think like Bad Religion would be a 90s. Anyway, we have this sociological, I'm going to call it a society in terms of a social system, but the mosh pit.
Mm.
I wanted to present this to you because have you ever been to a show where there's a mosh pit?
Yeah, I got dragged around places, informal mosh pits at like music festivals. I've been above mosh pits in the seats when there's like a kind of a hybrid situation. I don't know.
Like once or twice, I think I went to a concert that had a mosh pit, and like, but when I was going to like music in my more party days, like I was like an EDM or like then later more like underground techno, like raving. I didn't go to mosh pits to type stuff for my party.
Yeah,
days.
I've never been in one of those like really rough situations where you're bouncing off each other or like a little circle forms and some shirtless guy pours beer all over himself or some whatever the hell happens in those places. Yeah, and I've never been in like that intense, like I've never been in the eye of the storm before.
I'm always in the eye of the storm. So
you went right in there?
I want to say, yeah, I was like, this is what I'm saying. I'm too old because of how like my back hurts. But anyway, to an observer, to my mother or to Jordan Peterson, the mosh pit appears to be chaos. But I was realizing yesterday in the midst of it, there's a rather definite code of conduct that governs the rules of the pit. And it's my last chance because I don't think I'm going to do it again. But this is my mosh pit sociology.
Nice.
Because there's rules. There's a bunch of rules that I was kind of observing in the midst of it. It's only dudes, which is not entirely true, but there's usually like one girl. But one of the rules is you don't push the girl. She can push you. You don't push back. Second, if someone falls near you, your immediate priority and the priority of everyone around them is to get them up right away so that they don't get like stepped on and trampled. This isn't a Travis Scott show.
No, this makes sense.
So usually there's like three guys on a guy, and it's even the guy who knocked him down, but there's three guys on him before he even hits the ground. What else? You're That's running cool. into people and you're hitting people, and yeah, people get hurt like all the time, but you're not supposed to try and hurt people like intentionally, even though there's always this one asshole who is just trying to hurt people, who's like drunk and throwing his weight around too much. But mostly you like, this is why it's not scalable, by the way.
But most people are there to like control those like those douchey, those like shitty people who are maybe like gonna ruin it for everyone.
Yes, but this is why it's not scalable from an anarchist perspective, because the more assholes there is, the more dangerous it actually gets.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
But everyone's doing good. Oh, another rule. If you drop something, like you drop your hat or you drop your watch or phone.
It's gone.
If you see someone drop something, you pick it up and you go to the edge and you hold it up. But the edge of the pit is pushing everybody back into the pit. But if you're holding something up, it's like a signal, don't push me.
That's interesting.
So kind of those unspoken rules, like walk left, stand right kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah, true. And that reminds me, because like you can't hear anything. You can't hear what anyone's saying. So all of the communication becomes nonverbal. It becomes like hand signals. So you put your hands up. No, don't hit me. Don't shove me back in. I'm too tired. I got to get out. Or like rock on. I'm not hurt. Or thumbs up, thumbs down. It's all nonverbal communication.
What's the sign for I'm too old for this shit?
Yeah, I haven't learned that one yet. It's probably stand at the back or pay more.
How long did you stay in there?
Don't go.
I was in there for probably 2 hours.
You were in the mosh pit for 2 hours?
Over a 4-hour set.
That's crazy.
But I also got this sense. I also got this very embodied sense of because we brought this up on the Patreon episode about masculinity, and this is probably the most masculine space I can imagine. So I was reflecting, instead of just enjoying the music, I was reflecting on this. These are dudes of various sizes. Your fat kids, your skinny kids, your ripped kids, your tiny little kids.
And a few
girls,
apparently.
And the girls that are brave enough to jump in there too. But you're dripping wet with sweat.
Yeah.
You're running into each other. Guys have no shirts on. And you're trying to hit each other, basically. But this is kind of a big bonding moment. And it's kind of a solidarity moment in the sense that everyone who's there who's part of the scene, they understand the code. They understand all those rules that I just gave you. The mosh pit solidarity and the male bonding thing, like those lonely ass dudes who get suckered into either shooting up a strip mall or Andrew Tate's scheme. I think they just need a mosh pit.
kind
of
like
solidarity.
It.
Through codes of conduct.
I like that. It reminds me, you know, when you were talking, it reminded me a lot of like those kinds of sociological observations I've made about like in rave environments too. I mean, it's different because I think the mosh pit's a, a more interesting example because of the inherent violence of a mosh pit, right? Whereas, you know, raves, I always liked raves because, you know, my comparison was just going to like a top 40 nightclub and then versus a rave. And for me, I was like, well, fucking rave. It's like people are obsessed with the music. They love the music. They want to be there to enjoy it. And like a lot of people are on drugs, but in general, it's just like a much more positive vibe. And I remember feeling a lot of solidarity with people, and everyone's nice to each other and helpful. And they're all there for like the love of it. Versus like, you know, top 40 nightclub, there's all these, you know, I feel like it's just a lot more tense. There's a lot more incentives to like peacock and, you know, try to pick up chicks. And like, there's all these other things and like get into fights. But like, but yeah, I mean, the mosh pit, I think, is like a unique because of the violence that's built into it. And then like how you really do need rules, right? Like rave, everyone's nice to each other, but like you don't really need, I mean, there are kind of like unwritten rules about like, especially in the underground spaces, about like not taking your phone out, how like, you know, that kills the vibe. And, you know, there's different little things, but, you know, there, because it's not inherently violent, you don't really need really robust rules of conduct that you would in a mosh environment. So that's cool.
Yeah. So there's, it's violent, but there's like security guards aren't going to go anywhere near there.
Yeah.
Right. So there's no authoritative violence. It's just like, you know,
spontaneous
that if someone's ruining it, then they get punished by everyone else basically.
Yes.
So yeah. That kind of, like experience with solidarity, there's kind of like a euphoria involved where you just, you feel really good to be part of this thing.